shutters. I ruined all the leaves, and they didn't come back out.
Oh.
See, it takes springtime for leaves to come out of the plant.
Yeah.
Now, some plants, like Chinaberry, they will come out any time of the year if the leaves are off.
Oh.
But the fruit trees won't, just didn't come out. So when I was up there again, after 1935, all our orchards was gone. Not a single tree left.
That's terrible.
No, they used to read a lot of. Now, you know where Seminole is? Seminole, Texas?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's a peach country.
Oh.
They have lovely peaches.
Uh-huh.
The last time I had those peaches was 5 years ago.
I love peaches, but they're so expensive.
Well, yes, but isn't expensive.
Yeah.
But isn't expensive.
Yeah, that's true. You got a point there.
And if you watch yourself, you can live within your means.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to. And the thing is, people waste too much of everything nowadays.
That's
too much waste in America.
Tell me, what do you call the kind of a peach that...
Is this thing going? Yeah.
Yeah, it's going. I'm going to turn that over. Tape was tapping on the table.
Oh,
did you hear it tapping? And the tape will pick it up.
I see.
What do you call the kind of a peach where if you cut it, the seed just falls out?
Oh, okay, no, I don't know that.
There's one kind where the...
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. The way cling is used. I can't think right now.
That's all right. You stop me if you think of anything that I'd ask you, after you've eaten an apple, the part that you have left in the middle?
That's a core.
Okay. And if you cut up apples and dry them out, and the little dried pieces of apples are called what? What do you call that?
We have no name for that.
I never had a name for you.
Now, in German we have a name for
it.
Apfelschnitzel.
Apfelschnitzel.
But in English, just dried apple, dried peaches, dried pears, dried apricots, that's all. But that stuff is so expensive. Oh, I haven't bought no dried fruit in years.
Yeah, it's terrible. Just
the best dried fruit is pear.
Oh.
Next is peach.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I like is apricots, dried apricots.
Well, anyway, I don't think we ever have bought them. We have bought 10 apricots, but my family won't like them. This is what I like. It's got a little bit tart taste to it.
Uh-huh. That's what I like about it.
We buy a half. Peach has a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2.5 cans.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Use them as a dessert.
What kind of nuts grow around here?
Pecan.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Well, they tried to raise walnuts, but it's no good. No. Things like almonds and Brazil nuts and hazelnuts, that's supposed to California stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the only nut that goes around here by nature is pecans, and lots of people have planted better. The native pecan is a little bitty thing, but it gets the best flavor. The people plant the natives, then they, graft a better class of pecan on there.
Uh-huh.
And they did get there's just 2 blocks from me, there's a whole half a block of great big pecan trees where a doctor planted those pecan, had those pecan trees planted on his property.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes some years they do well, some years they don't. And the pecan tree is native in this area here,
uh-huh.
all over this area here.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. My parents had some pecans this year, just dozens and dozens and dozens of baskets of pecans.
Mm-hmm. I'm a adult, don't want them, because first of all, I can't eat a pecan. No, I can't eat my nut, because I haven't got my dentures enough to eat.
Uh-huh.
So I planted cedar and pine for shade and for have things looking green in the winter.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's why I got those 2 trees.
Yeah. You know, I need something like that at my house because all our trees are, we have sycamores and a mulberry tree. You know, and the leaves just fall off and it's all bare. I need something that looks green in the winter at my house. I don't have anything. Maybe this winter I'll get a chance.
Well, you're handicapped because, first of all, you're a woman. You can't go out and dig up a tree like a man can. And then besides, where are you going to go? You have to buy from the nursery.
Yeah, that's right. You have to buy from the nursery.
There was big pine. I have 4 big pine trees in here that I planted in 1940. It was that high. Now they're 34 years old. I dug them up about 30 miles north of here. There's a lost pine forest outside LaGrange. You know where LaGrange is?
Yeah.
Okay. Then all the rest of the trees, I planted them in the last 15 years. About 20 miles east of Houston, there's millions of pine trees. Beautiful little pine trees.
Oh, really?
And they're